Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate the support because I have not been consistent. And if I was a listener to this podcast, I don't know. I would be like, what the fuck? And so I guess that's also, I get in my head thinking that's probably what you guys think, but also I gotta be real. I'm doing this for me and I can't really have any of that clouding my mind. So I'm just gonna try and let that go and push forward. I get way too in my head about, well, what are you gonna talk about this week? And oh, is that gonna be interesting? Is it gonna be funny? Is it gonna be, you know, like, what are you gonna talk about? I mean, ultimately, like, are you gonna run out of stories to tell? No, I don't think I'm going to run out of stories to tell. I just think that the way that in my mind has thought out this podcast to be, I have an expectation. But ultimately, I'm just going to squash that because this isn't like a place for me to just like step onto and just like turn on and be funny and like, haha, here I am. Sure, sometimes I'm sure it'll be that way or maybe in moments, but I can't think that this is like, I don't know. I get way too in my head about being judged. And truly then it's like, I'm just judging myself and I can't do that. I need to stop caring so much about the quality of this when I'm literally sitting in my bedroom with all of my stuff, with my dogs, with everything, with all my school shit, with my whole life right here. So I gotta cut myself some fucking slack and just do the best I can do with what I'm giving and just be thankful. And if it's not good enough for somebody else, I really don't care because it's not about them. And I just need to keep reinforcing that in my mind because I shit you not, it is what time? 8:47 in the morning on this Wednesday, April 26th. And I have been sitting here for the last hour and 15 minutes. I have started. I have restarted. I have cried. I have laughed. I've screamed. I've yelled, I've cursed. And now whatever fucking happens in this episode is gonna make it out there. I don't really care anymore. I truly don't because I've had a hell of a few freaking weeks. I was supposed to do this last Wednesday. It was storming. Tito wasn't feeling great because of the storm. It would have been incredibly distracting for me to have sat down and recorded an episode with my dog shaking the way that he does for thunderstorms. So I had to put my shit on the side and, you know, but when I do that and I'm like, and it's not a bi-weekly podcast and it's like every 2 weeks, I fucking hate that because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I do a bi-weekly podcast. Well, if you look at the statistics, you really don't, bitch. You put one out every like maybe once a month. And I hate that because this is supposed to be a freaking bi-weekly podcast that I just come, I'm real, raw, and just, I have to stop thinking like, oh, well, what you just went through wasn't, you know, the best, and it was annoying and this, and it's like, who cares? It's life. It's not always going to be great and rosy and wonderful. And I guess if people wanted that, they can go and watch fucking Friends or Seinfeld or something that makes you fucking feel great. I don't know. But this isn't it. This is for me to vent and or just be real or question or like talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And right now what I want to talk about is just briefly. I just briefly want to just complain about my experience recently going to the school I go to. I'm just going to just real quick. Okay, let me just give you a quick little synopsis of whenever I feel like I've been wronged or unjust or, you know, yeah. But I guess if I feel like somebody's done me wrong in a way to where like I can't let it go, I'm not going to fucking let it go. I'm going to be incredibly persistent until I feel like validated by somebody. Call that what you want. I don't really care. But that I feel like a lot of things in my life have happened to me to make me be this way. And I'm going to be completely honest. It is fucking annoying to me too that like I can't just let certain things go. There some things absolutely. I'm talking about like, all right, you want an example? I don't care how fucking petty this sounds. Perfect example. This one class that I'm in requires us to make, seriously, almost weekly, I have to make between like 3 and 7 different graphs with different data, big, big different sets of data that I'm supposed to manipulate. That's fine. That's fuck it. That's my job right now. Cool. I get it. However, if you're going to have me follow your shitty ass instructions and do this graph, then you need to make fucking sure that the rubric is correct. That way I'm following like to make sure that I get all the fucking correct points. Who posts a rubric that's wrong and or doesn't update it after multiple semesters? Shit like that. I understand. In hindsight, petty. Petty, petty, petty. But when it's my grade riding on the fact that, okay, here's some instructions you gave me. I'm following the instructions and then I'm comparing what I've done to the rubric. And if the rubric says one thing, the instructions say one thing, well, what the fuck is right? You know, it's like, it's just inconsistent, constant content errors. And I don't like it. I don't like it because it seems like fucking pure laziness. And I'd be cool with that if I was still attending community college, but I'm not. I'm paying university bucks and I'm getting community college fucking efforts. Not in all my classes, let me preface that. It's just with a couple. And or like throughout my time going there, it's just been a couple of them. All the other ones have been really, really good, I will say. So I get it. We're all busy. We have our own shit going on. This isn't their only thing they have going on. But when like you're being paid to do something and each week your students are having to reach out to you, poking holes in all of your shit. And this is like a class that should have already been like set up. It's like you could be reusing probably some of the same stuff. It's just, why are they reusing stuff that's not correct? And I guess that's the fucking issue I've been having. I've been tutored by people who took this course 2-3 years ago, and the same problems I'm having, they fucking had. Which tells me no one's fixing the fucking problems in a manner of years. I have an issue with that. What the fuck? Another problem I had for this specific class, I showed up. It's a lab class. I showed up to the lab class. I tried to turn on the computer that comes with the classroom. Like, I bring my own laptop to school, right? But then there was some computer program we were using that was on the computer in the lab. And I tried turning it on, logging on, so that I could follow along with the professor, right? You would think. The fucking computer, and I'm not even being dramatic because I ended up taking a video of how long it took. 17 minutes for me to turn it on, log in, access the software, and like get it to all fucking load. 17 minutes, okay? I couldn't obviously follow along with the professor. I basically had like a panic attack in front of the class and then didn't even care because I was like, I don't care what I look like right now or how I sound. I am incredibly frustrated. It was like 8:30 in the morning on a Friday and I'm like, why is no one setting me up for success? Why the fuck did I drive all the way here to literally become pissed off and frustrated at a fucking computer that's not turning on and now I can't follow along with the assignment? So anyway, all is fine technically now because I've complained and bitched my way through for somebody to fucking listen to the issues I've been having. Because yes, I could have absolutely finished out the semester and not said anything because it's not going to be, because somebody asked me, they're like, well, are you going to be failing the class? I said, no, I'm not going to be failing the class. That's not the fucking point. The point is school is already supposed to be challenging. I already have all this other challenging shit to have to deal with. Why make it more difficult? Why basically just tell me, fuck you, I don't care if you succeed or not, which is basically how it feels when I'm supposed to follow along with the professor, yet I fucking can't. Or I'm supposed to check my work with the rubric and or it's wrong. Like, just little things like that. Or web links not working where I'm supposed to get the data from. Just like, make sure the shit that you're asking from me works. It's not that hard. And I would like to think that if I was being paid to do this, I probably wouldn't fucking complain. Keyword, probably, and might. I don't know. I might still, and I probably would still. Who knows? I don't know. But I know that whenever I'm paying X amount of dollars every semester to then be given outdated shit and or like the bare minimum, I'm going to complain. Because I know most people won't. And hell, if I'm not afraid to complain in confrontation, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to talk to my therapist about how to do it in a way where it doesn't get me in trouble. Yes, but I'm still going to fucking do it. And you know what? I'm going to be real. I do feel annoyed sometimes about this about me. Because I'll be like, why can't I just be like that person who's like, well, it is this way. Let's just do it. It is what it is. Well, I'll still do it because it is what it is. But I'm also going to kick and scream and complain about it to whomever so that it's better for somebody else. Again, I'm not asking for it to be different for me because clearly I've made it through 15 fucking weeks of this hell. I'm just hoping, and this is literally what I said to them when I sent them an email, basically was like, I would be doing my classmates, myself, and future students a fucking disservice. I didn't curse, okay? I don't ever curse whenever I'm talking to these people. I only curse when I'm retelling stories, for the record. Like, I would be doing my, like, the future students a disservice if I didn't say something. Because it's been brought to my attention that this isn't the first semester that this has all been a problem. So, yeah. Call it what you want. Social justice warrior. I don't care. Basically, if it involves me first, like, if I feel like I've been wrong, you're damn right, I'm going to advocate for myself. And you know what I've learned? The world does not like strong women. A lot of it doesn't. It'll push back against you. And honestly, it makes me want to push back even further. It's like, I will be so, so, so persistent. Anyway, enough about that, because that has got me so the fuck fired up. Another thing is like, with this like umbrella of what's going on with me right now at the university, I just feel like I've not been given information at like, okay, perfect example. I applied for an internship position. I interviewed with it. 9 days had passed. I accepted I didn't get it. And then I got an email saying, hey, Meg, we would love for you to work with us. Literally the word love was in there. And that made me feel so fucking good. After all the shit that's been going on, I was like, yes, I get a win. This is so nice. As soon as I accepted that I was not getting this internship, I got it. Amazing. Now what? And see, it's like, why? Maybe, and reach out to me if you've had a similar experience and this is just the fucking way that it is. And college is just a business and they fucking suck. But like, how come? Anyway, I'm like, so I tell the person who I'm supposed to tell, hey, I got this internship. Like, what do I need to do to get it approved? Right? So it can count as like 3 credits, whatever, go to my degree. I'm then sent all this information that would have been helpful before I got an internship. I mean, talking about how, oh, I advise students to get a paid internship. I advise them to do this. Here's this web link. Here's that web link. I literally replied saying, thank you. While I do appreciate all of this information, however, it would have been helpful to have this before I ever interviewed for an internship or anything. Like, why was this information not just offered up to me? Why? Like, what? It just... And I obviously this can't just be exclusive to my experience. I know that. But I'm wondering, why is it this way? Isn't the point of college to prepare us for the future? How are we going to have a fucking future if we don't have fucking like internship opportunities and or like places and ways to go and get an internship that's going to then be approved for my fucking program? It's like, I feel like they're having me work extra fucking hard to get like minimal information back. So yeah, but okay. Yeah. I got an internship. I'm not going to say what it is yet until I've actually like done it. I'm going to do this even if it's not approved. Okay. Because that's what this person was telling me. They were like, well, even if it doesn't count as part of a credit for you and doesn't get approved, it doesn't mean you still can't do it and add it to your resume. And I'm like, well, I get that. Of course I can still do it, but I'm wondering, is this going to be beneficial towards my degree? And I think that even retelling it now is just, I don't know. And I feel like I'm a first generation too. And so I don't have like, I'm just kind of using my resources at the school and or asking like people in the world for like, well, is this what you did or how did you do this or this or that? Like, there's not been like something to follow and like, oh, okay, this is then next, or this is then what you do next, or here or this or that. And I get it. It's life. I'm old enough to fucking figure it out. I am. It's just exhausting to figure it out on top of everything else, which such is life. I get it. So why complain?
Because it makes you feel better.
Anyway, so yeah. And then the internship I did get, it's unpaid, but honestly, when I tell you about it, it's, I'll just say it. Okay. So I got this internship. No, I won't. I'm going to wait. I think I'll wait until I've worked at least like a shift. I don't want to say that I've done something and got something until I've actually, because I don't want to jinx it. That would be really embarrassing and shitty. So just know that what it is feels very surreal for me and my personality, and just it, I'm totally okay with it being unpaid because of what it is. So either if it, so anyway, if it doesn't count as a credit for my degree, I'm still going to do it for the experience. Absolutely. Because it's wonderful, but I still don't want to talk about it until, or like mention it fully until I like have a schedule and I've shown up and had like one shift or something. I think that's the smart move, but yeah, man, life's fucking tough, especially when like, I don't know. I honestly had no idea what going to a university would mean. And it's great. There's so many more resources and I feel like people there who do care. It's just recently, I feel like some of the people I have encountered have been not so great. But I will say that as soon as I started to then take my issue further, I do feel like seen. Because I basically told the university, like, right now I just feel like another number to you guys. Like, I feel like no one basically cares. And at this point, any sort of acknowledgement would be okay. Just like, yeah. So there's that. I'm so excited for this semester to almost be over because I've had multiple meetings, and I get it. I kind of brought that upon myself because I could have just been one of those people who's like, well, it is this way. Let's just do it and not kick and scream and, you know, through it. But like, no, with the amount of time and effort and energy that I've had to put in extra to succeed in this course without, how do I word that? It's like I've had to work extra, extra hard to make sure that I was successful in this class without the resources that were given to me for the class. And I think that was my main problem. It was like, yeah, I basically needed two brains to figure out the assignments and had to work with a tutor and or classmate on every single assignment. And I'm sorry, but that's not normal. And I know that's not exclusive to me. Other people feel this way too. So anyway, I'm going to move forward and I'm just going to completely change the subject because, yeah. Did you guys know that one beer is equivalent or can be equivalent to like 6 or 7 slices of bread, depending on the beer you drink? But for me, luckily, I'm a Bud Light drinker, and one beer is equivalent to like a slice and a half of bread. I don't know. I felt like you needed to know that because I recently just found that out and it kind of blew my mind, but it does make sense. But I'm like, there's been so many times where like I'll be somewhere and I'm like, oh, well, I'll get this, but I just won't have bread, or I'll do this, but I won't have chips with it, thinking I'm fucking doing something, right? And then I'll like drink Bud Lights later and, you know, think I'm doing something for my life. So it's just kind of funny that, I don't know. But I definitely struggle with body dysmorphia. And so I think a lot of us do. And I have definitely been trying to change certain lifestyle habits mainly snacking. Snacking was a big one for me. And the first few days were genuinely the hardest because there were so many different times throughout the day that I wanted to like reach for something and then remembered, no, you're not even hungry. You're just like bored, or maybe you're thirsty, drink some water. Just changing my mindset, because yeah, it was like last year or something I learned that the same receptors in your body that are telling you are hungry are the same ones that are telling you that you're thirsty. So sometimes whenever you think you're hungry, you could really just be thirsty. So I've been really trying to think of that too, because I'm like, I really don't think I need as much food as like I've been snacking on sometimes. And yeah, granted, like that's, I'm not going to limit myself and make myself feel terrible and be like, you can't have that, you know? No, everything in moderation, for sure. I cannot be drastic, is that the word, about it? No, it just has to be very like, okay, if I'm going to have this today, then I'm not going to have that later. Perfect, you know? Or if I'm going to order like a fucking fried chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, I'm not going to eat fries. Or like maybe if I do eat the entire meal, I'm not going to have like dessert for 2 or 3 days. I don't know. Like you just play with this in your mind. But so I've actually, my whole point is that since being more conscientious of snacking and like randomly eating throughout the day other than my meals, I feel so good and I like look good. I feel like I look good. So that's good. I mean, whenever everything else is kind of falling apart, at least I feel like I look okay. Fuck it. Look good, feel good. That's another thing. Like whenever I have like really long days at school, I have to pick out like a what I think is a cute outfit or like make myself like look cute, feel cute all day. Cause that'll just like if I get frustrated with like a homework assignment or something's not going my way, and then like say I'm like wearing sweats and a big t-shirt, I'm just going to feel 10 times worse about myself. Or if like my hair's in like a big old chongo or something, I'm not going to feel like my best, right? So that's my piece of advice for the day. If you're doing something that either annoys you, agitates you, or could piss you off, or if it's going to be a long day, like do something that's going to make you smile or look good. Like whenever you're like, you have to go take a bathroom break and you check yourself in the mirror, it's like, at least you want to be like, oh, well, at least I feel good. Like, I look good. Like, I don't totally feel how I don't look how I feel, basically. I don't know. Helps me. Recently did our semi-annual camp trip. I took my friend Cameron. That was a blast. What did we do? We kayaked. We rode electric bikes. We chilled. What did we do? Took pictures, walked around, relaxed. I mean, just was outside. Like, it was just nice to be away, especially with everything going on towards the end of the semester. And then, what else? Last weekend, my dad and I were working in the backyard. We've had a pond project in the works for multiple years now, we'll put it that way. And I can finally see the end. Like, we're so close. There is liner inside the pond, ladies and gentlemen. So we just need a pump and then we're rocking and rolling. And I can't wait to have like all the frogs and all the butterflies, dragonflies, bees, everything. I'm like, what else do you get with ponds? I'm so excited. I hope some fucking ducks come and swim in there. I mean, I want it all. I just want like a whole little ecosystem out there. Oh my gosh. Since I talked about Snapchat on my last episode, it's only fitting that I talk about Snapchat AI. Holy shit, you guys. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it might be a setting you have to go and turn on in your Snapchat. But yeah, basically Snapchat ruled out like your own personal AI, like buddy. They rolled it out, Megan. They didn't rule it out. They rolled it out. And oh my God, I've definitely used Google a whole lot less in the last week, which has made me then think, is Google going to turn into some AI feature soon? Or I don't know. And then also I'm wondering, like, the Snapchat AI feature is going to have to, like, probably charge people soon, right? I mean, how is it just giving me that information for quote unquote free? Nothing's free. I'm sure it's taking something from me. It's taking all my data and selling it somewhere. But I'm just wondering. And that's also another thing. I've been careful about what I've asked it. I've asked it only questions that, like, I already know the answer to. And also, I'm like, I don't care if that gets out there about me. I'm like, I think I asked it about, like, oh, how do hydrangeas get their color? And it was telling me about, like, the different pH in the soil. And I was like, right on. You're smart. And so, but for those who don't know what I'm talking about Snapchat AI. So AI is what, I mean, artificial intelligence. Yeah, I was going to call, I don't know why I wanted to use the word augmented, but artificial intelligence. And I'm pretty sure that this came about because of ChatGPT. GPT? Yeah. That's how you say it. PT. Yeah. ChatGPT. Goodness. But when people say it fast, you're like, what are you saying? ChatGPT? ChatGPT. I don't know what the fuck that stands for. But basically, it was released in November of this last year. And it is, I'll just read the little description. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence chatbot developed by OpenAI and released in November 2022. It is built on top of OpenAI's GPT 3.5. And, okay, that's cool. Just talking about their models. Large language models, and has been fine-tuned using both supervised and reinforced learning techniques. Okay, well, so what's so wild about this is that ChatGPT can pass the bar exam, but not only can it pass the bar exam, it can also, like, it ends up in the fucking top 10%.
Lay down, Liam. Come on. Your feet are very loud. Lay down.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
Lay down.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm no chill anymore. Not pausing this. We're just going with it. We're just doing it. Oh. Okay. So, yeah, that's, I guess, where I left off was that they discovered that this AI shit can pass a bar exam and do really fucking well. Okay, so freaky shit. But Snapchat now has their own little AI thing. And just like how you would chat a friend on there, you literally just chat this guy. And just for an example, it's like, what should we ask it right now? What's a good thing to ask? Also, I named it. I asked it what it wanted its name to be. I think it said, like, Sarah or Alex. And I was like, you're better than that. And he said Luna. So I said, all right, your name's Luna. Oh, straight up, like, the other day, oh, I saved this. I asked it about the composting benefits. This week, good to read. Composting has several benefits, including 1, reducing waste. Composting is an effective way to reduce the amount of organic waste that ends up in landfills, where it contributes to greenhouse gas emissions and takes up valuable space. 2, enriching soil. Compost is a rich source of nutrients that can help improve soil fertility and structure, leading to healthier plants and higher crop yields. 3, reducing the need for chemical fertilizers. 4, reducing water usage. 5, reducing erosion. 6, supporting biodiversity. And then I was asking it about, like, how harmful it is for food to end up in landfills, because, side note, I think I've talked about my composting on here. Started composting back in November, and I've just been doing different research since then about food and landfills, and it's crazy. So this is what my friend Luna on my Snap AI friend told me about discarding food in landfills. When food ends up in a landfill, it decomposes and produces methane, a potent greenhouse gas that is 25 times more effective at trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. Landfills are the third largest source of human-related methane emissions in the United States, and organic waste such as food is a significant contributor to these emissions. In addition to contributing to climate change, food waste in landfills takes up valuable space and can create environmental health hazards. Environmental and health hazards, not just. As the food waste decomposes, it can contaminate soil and groundwater with harmful chemicals and bacteria, which can pose risks to human health and the environment. Therefore, it is important to reduce food waste and divert it from landfills through composting, recycling, and other sustainable practices. I shit you not, it pumped out all of that from one question about how harmful is food in landfills, or like why. It gives you like so much. And the reason why I like it, honestly, and I totally see it being abused, but the reason I like it is just to, I feel like, kickstart creative ideas. So it's like, what if we were, okay, what if we just asked it how to market composting habits? I don't know if that's even like a correct, I literally just asked how to market composting habits. It's typing and we're going to see what it says. Because I asked it kind of something similar the other day about like, how would you implement this if there wasn't this? And it gave me an answer. Oh, composting habits. Oh my God. That's weird. Oh my God, wait, composting. Okay, I guess I typed the word habitat. Composting habitats can be marketed by emphasizing the benefits of composting, such as reducing waste and providing nutrient-rich soil for gardening. You can also create a marketing campaign that focuses on how composting helps the environment by reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So it's like, see, it kind of just helps you generate ideas. It's like a think tank. Like, it helps you just like, I don't know, very interesting. It was kind of fun. My phone notified me on Friday that my Snap AI was available, and I had so much fun Friday evening just asking it all these different gardening questions, which was so fun. I mean, I don't know. It's scary and fun at the same time, because obviously this information is coming from somewhere. Like, someone did the work somewhere and put it into this fucking thing. But like, it's just wild to think like, what is going to come of this? I mean, people are going to be writing papers through this. I'm way too scared. Like, your shit gets submitted through that Safe Assign, and it's probably going to know when things are plagiarized through there too. Like, I don't, that's not my cup of tea. I wouldn't even feel comfortable. It's like, I like being able to submit my assignment knowing I fucking did it. And like, yeah, fucking fact check me. Do it. Submit my shit wherever the fuck you want. I wrote it. So, I just think it's really interesting that this is where we're at now. And people now, I mean, because people are using, I don't know. I have too many open thoughts about this that are like, I mean, this shit can straight up help you with like homework, can help you with, and like I said, I'm sure people can take advantage of it, but I don't know. Wild. If you haven't explored your Snapchat AI and you're not afraid, do it. Ask it some questions. It's kind of fun. So, I'm sorry. I'm just like super, I'm like all over the place. It's like the last week and a half of the semester. Not even week and a half. My last day is May 4th. So, one whole week left. And yeah, then I start summer school. I start this internship. And if you guys have done internships and you're listening to this, whether they counted as credit or whether they didn't, will you just reach out to me and give me a little bit of peace of mind about this? And let me know if they were paid, unpaid, and like how long you worked them. Like, I have no idea what to expect. And I think that's kind of like, obviously, I don't know. It's like, am I giving my entire time to this, you know, company this summer if I'm not paid and if it's not credit? Like, I need some information and help on this. I'm going to look at my notes and see if I have anything from this last week. Yeah, actually, when we were camping, I learned, it's so funny, it's called the 18-40-60 rule. 18-40-60. So, and what we were talking about, my Uncle Wes was saying that when you're 18, you're worried about what people think. Like, what they think about you, whatever. When you're 40, you don't care about what people think about you. And then when you're 60, you realize that no one's fucking thinking about you. And I just thought that was so fucking funny and great and accurate. Well, at least, I mean, I'm only 30, so I've only experienced one of those numbers. But it's kind of true. Like, I feel like the older you get, the less, well, hell, I mean, I know that to be true because for me, I relinquished that fear of starting this podcast and being like, I really don't fucking care. Like, this is what I'm doing now. So it's true. It's the older you get, you just let it go. But I still struggle with that, clearly. I'm not 60 yet. You know, it's funny thinking of that when I was like really nervous to record this episode in the beginning, thinking it's not going to be, you know, this or that or whatever. And ultimately, no one fucking cares. So that's a good reminder. I think I'll just save some of those other things. Yeah, we're just going to save it. It's going to be kind of a light episode. Maybe I can do something sometime soon. What I'm really wanting to do is have an intro and outro. I keep thinking, oh, the next episode, I'm going to have an intro and outro. And now I've just told myself, all right, by the time you have episode 20, you'll have your intro and outro. We'll make it through 20 fucking episodes before we really seal this shit. As always, thank you so much for listening. Sorry if I was not, you know, livelier, or I don't know, if this wasn't what you were expecting. This is what it is. And yeah, I can't honestly think of anything else right now that I would like to talk about other than, oh, actually, one more thing we'll touch on is that what I have noticed recently, and I don't know, I've learned a lot about myself with the amount of time I've spent by myself the last few months, and it's been really good because I've definitely learned a lot more about myself. And something I've learned is that when I get overwhelmed or I'm feeling like let's say my schedule, say I've put too many things on for a day, and I'm like, but I've mapped it out. My anxiety's mapped it out, like, of how we're going to accomplish each thing, right? But I've also been anxious about how it's going to look, and I've been really worried about it. Like, say I'm worried about, like, right now we're on Wednesday. Say I'm worried about Friday for days and days and days, and worried about how these two schedule, like, these conflict things are going to work out, or, like, how is this going to work with this? But I'm like, it just is. You're just going to have to fucking do it, and it's going to work. Don't worry about it, right? Maybe you're bearing with me. Well, recently, whenever I've been getting to that day, so like, let's say we get to Friday and I've got all those things going on, well, something comes up that like cancels one of those things. And it's not me canceling, whether it just be like fucking nature, whether it be the other person, whether it just be something on somebody else's end saying, oh, this doesn't work for me today, actually. And I'm like, oh, no problem, no worries, because truly I'm like, holy fuck, I was wondering how the hell that was going to work. And I was stressing all this time about wondering how I was going to make that work. And it worked itself out. Has anybody else experienced that? Because I've been experiencing that so much recently, where I will like book myself up and have all this shit going on. And then I'll be like, damn, I'm like tired, or I've got this going on. How am I going to do all this? And then it fucking works itself out. Like, I'm worried for no reason. Not no reason. Like, I don't want to say that, because anxiety and worry are there for a good reason. But I think I just work my gears up too much wondering, how is this going to work out? How? And then it fucking does. Like, you're good. You're fine. And that's been happening to me the past few months with just different things. And I could give specific examples, but I don't really want to. Just because they involve people's names and or this. And it's just like, and they're all things like I wanted to do. Don't get me wrong. It was just like, I wondered, okay, am I stretching myself too thin? Like, but I don't want to not do these things. And then it just has worked out. Like for one thing, I think it was like, no, we're just not going to name names. It's just, it is what it is. And it's all worked out. And it's just been a nice reminder that the world has your back, you know? Like, and I often think that the universe works against me. And it's those little reminders where you're like, oh, okay, like, I'm good. So I don't know. The big moral of that point to me is just that I don't know. Sometimes when you worry, You just like stress yourself out to then have it be all fine in the end. Things work out the way that they should. And I guess I'm really trying to work on not getting myself so worked up about certain things. With that said, we're going to end it here. And yeah, I don't really want to, but I also don't know what else to say right now. So thank you for listening, and we will talk soon.